That Van Halen subject is, you know, it's weird. They're out of their 12 albums, their two most popular is their first one ever, which was the first David Lee Roth one, and then the very last David Lee Roth, the sixth album, was their two most popular albums ever. So their first one was in 1978, and then 1984. I always forget what year 1984 came out in. I'm just, you know, that's like Forrest Gump. Remember Forrest Gump was saying all the guys in his platoon? He's like, Terry's from Ohio, Steve's from Indiana. He's like, I can never remember where Texas from, but but
Funny.
Ooh, that's the sultry sounds there. That brings back some memories. So here we are. This is the 70s versus the 80s podcast. This is the old-fashioned pirate radio podcast that asks the all-important question. What team Van Halen are you? Are you the 70s Diamond David Lee Roth team, or are you the 80s Sammy Hagar team? I'll ask my co-host, as always, Jim. Oh, I knew I was
I'm
going to
here.
screw. Jim Borner. Which team are you, Jim?
Although they had a couple of good hits with Sammy Hagar, I would be a I'm gonna be a David Lee Roth guy.
Well,
Although he was poisonous for the band. I mean, the guy was just poisonous for that band.
okay, we might have a little discussion about that. And then today we're joined, anytime we have to talk about hair metal or heavy metal, or I don't know what genre this is, but we got a special guest today, Matt Beard, and he's kind of, when me and Jim get out of our comfort zone, we kind of call him in on these matters because he's an expert. So Matt, what team are you on? Are you Diamond David Lee Roth fan or Sammy Hagar team?
I am definitely David Lee Roth fan all the way. And I disagree with Jim about the poisonous aspect, but he is Van Halen. He was I mean I was I didn't like it when they I didn't like Sammy at first. I've respected him as it's gotten further away from when he originally joined the band, but I'm definitely David Lee Roth.
And I'll make it a threesome. I'm Diamond David Lee Roth too. That song we were listening to, Ain't Talking About Love, I think that was the first song where he had that talking interlude. And I don't know anybody, do you guys, is there any other singer that did those talking interludes in the songs? You know, like Panama had that famous one where he's like, it's feeling kind of hot tonight, you know, and then he'd start, or you
Roy
can.
Orbison did one like that, and Elvis, of course, did a couple of his gospel hits that way, but by and large, in popular music, I don't think I can think of any more examples before David Lee Roth.
No, there wasn't I don't think there was a ton in the hair metal, the 80s rock genre.
Trying to think.
Yeah, and I was kind of having trouble defining the genre of Van Halen. Do you guys agree? I kind of think they might be the last, since they started in the 70s, I think they might be the last classic rock band because they went all the way to the synthesizer. Their last records were synthesized. And I mean, do you guys agree? Do you think they could be the last classic rock band?
From Jump, that you know, with that keyboard at the beginning of it, that was a super huge mark of the 1980s. That sort of that organ keyboard music in the beginning, but I love that description as one of the last classic rock and roll bands. What do you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't. You mean technically? I mean, they had the long hair, so they guess letter of the law, they're a hair band, I suppose. But I wouldn't throw them in like the glam aspect of that. I would say more classic rock or you know, hard rock. Yeah.
Aren't they the ones that kind of brought in the hair, though? I mean,
No, I don't know. Everybody towards the late 70s kind of had
yeah,
the
that's
mullets
true.
and
I
stuff
think
like
when I
that.
think hair rock, I think all those Poison and those groups like that just kind of
Moby?
Like Motley Crue and Def Leppard, yeah, those would all be.
And Moby? I don't
Moby.
know about
Yeah, Moby didn't
Paul.
qualify. No, he didn't have enough hair in his wrong decade and wrong genre. But so oh, and then it's funny I should bring up Poison. Last time I saw Matt Beard, I was working security stage right at the Bret Michaels concert, and here he comes in with his lovely wife on, and I just remembered that was Valentine's Day, and the reason I remember that is because then the pandemic hit, and we were just that was the last concert I worked. That was it. So,
That was the last concert I saw as well, yes.
and who would have known back then that that was going to be the end of it? That was just
Oh,
haven't been.
man. And I saw my last concert was John Prine, and not only did I not realize I was at the last concert, but he passed away. So there was a lot of shock that went along with that for me. That was a tough one.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, this Eddie Van Halen dying, I don't know about you guys, it made me feel really old. Just the only two people that have done that is when Prince died and when Eddie Van Halen died, because they just sounded, they were youthful. They were, their whole
Glenn
thing was,
Frey is another one.
who?
Glenn Frey of the Eagles. And
Yeah.
died of complications from arthritis.
Ugh.
Oh, wow.
It's like, what the fuck? How do you die from arthritis?
And you know, I was doing some research for the show, and I watched the Glenn Frey episode on Miami Vice, and I thought, I watched it when I was a kid, and I go, oh, he's this old washed up rock star coming back to be on my. He was 42 years old when he shot that episode. He was young.
Yep, and
And
I
he
think
th I thought he was washed up at that point. Yeah.
the resurgence of that band after the Hell Freezes Over tour, he sounded better than ever. You know what those guys, I think. Why do you not think, after all that's been said and written, and the band members' inside stories about David Lee Roth, what is your take on why you don't think he was part of the problem there, or the problem?
I don't have a, just my feeling, I guess. I don't have anything concrete, just my belief that they were doing just fine. 1984 was a huge tour. And then David Lee Roth did that little EP. I forgot the name of it. The four songs with California Girls on it and Just a Gigolo.
I
Crazy from
remember
the Heat.
that.
I think it's Crazy from the Heat, I think it was called.
Yep.
And it just seems like maybe that at that point the rest of Van Halen wanted to go a different direction, and they reached out to Sammy Hagar.
But I think they're, part of the reason why, though, is because he had this tremendous ego and was out doing side projects and releasing music that they had contributed instruments toward without telling them. And so, both of the Van Halen brothers said, "Look, we just decided we're not going to fucking deal with the ego anymore," and brought in Sammy Hagar. That's only what I heard them say.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say I would buy that, except then they eventually kicked Sammy Hagar out just as.
And brought him back, and brought David Lee Roth back.
Yeah.
And they in the meantime, they went with Gary Cherone for one album called Van Halen 3. He's the singer of Extreme, who was a they're actually a very good band, but
Yeah.
Gary Cherone and Van Halen did not work. That was not a very good album.
Yeah, that was a bad that was a bad that was a bad deal, and I was never a big fan of the the More Than Words. I think though that the band worked the best with David Lee Roth, and I think just the egos was something that every rock band had to get through. I mean, the Eagles had to get through it, and Boston and
Oh
little
yeah.
Yeah, I
the
don't know
Allman
how
Brothers. I mean, all these huge bands had to get through that. So.
I don't know how any rock groups can stay together for a long time, because you just think they have like different artistic visions. And I guess and you could see by his solo career, David Lee Roth was more into like he liked doing the funny, silly songs, and he wanted to
He did,
stay
yeah.
classic guitar, and then Eddie got into the keyboards and started doing the synth music. And so, I mean, you can just see where the split would come, and you know, they both have a vision for it. And, yeah.
Yeah.
And David Lee Roth theatrical mind where he was out there doing song and tap dance with the cane on the beach in the California Girls. I mean, he just loved the theater of music, and the other guys just wanted to play. And I don't know if that caused any problems for him, but it certainly a big divergence of taste there.
Well, and Jim, you can appreciate, I mean, being a guitarist yourself, when David Lee Roth left Van Halen, he picked up Steve Vai, who, well, by the way, is a pretty goddamn good guitar player in his own right.
Yeah, Steve Vai, I mean, not my kind of music, but you can't say that he's not talented. The guy's just amazing talented. I just don't particularly like that kind of guitar work, but that has nothing to do with talent and ability. And yeah, so those guys got together. I don't know what you thought of those guys, but I didn't follow too much of David Lee Roth after that. Van Halen, but I mean, in 1984, 82, 83, 84, was there anybody bigger on the planet in history than how big Van Halen got?
No, I can tell you a little quick story. One of the first concerts I ever went to was the 1984 tour with Van Halen. It was at the St. Paul Civic Center, which, you know, as we know, is not there anymore, and that was. I remember waiting in line in the winter at Dayton's, but in Southdale, to standing in line trying to get tickets, and got, I don't know, four or five, whatever I got. And we had first show, second level, and we thought it was just awesome. It was just one of the best concerts I've ever seen, even to this day, because it was one of my first ones ever.
My first one was Tunnel of Love tour, Bruce Springsteen with Mike Munson.
That's just...
Bruce Springsteen was with Mike Munson.
He was with me.
Yes, yeah, together. There
we go. We were on stage together briefly. Yeah, that was just when I rushed the stage.
No, but that was my first. I was so excited because we were behind the stage, but at least we're in the building. We got to see a lot of like Clarence's ass.
I can't believe that was your first concert, because I remember you were like, there were some adults probably like mid-30s drinking beer in the parking lot. And I was like, oh, and you just went up and started talking to them, started hanging with them. And I was like, should we be here? And I was like.
I don't remember that. Oh.
But my Van Halen, the first song, John Hauschild, the little neighbor kid, he played it. You Really Got Me Now. And he had the black and white poster. It's the coolest poster. You can still see it on the Spotify when you pull up Van Halen. It's the picture they show, and I had been listening to my parents' music, so I had been listening to Bobby Vinton, Kenny Rogers, whatever, and you know, and I'm probably listening to the Muppet Band. And then he brings me in there and he plays me Eruption and You Really Got Me Now, and that was my first rock and roll experience. And I mean, what a way to start. I must have thought all rock and roll music's going to be this good. Okay, guys, so...
You Really Got Me Now, wasn't that a Kinks? That was a Kinks originally.
It was a Kinks cover, but I almost want to... Do you think the Van Halen version is more more well-played than the Kinks version?
I got to think
I like that one better.
Yeah, it's... I mean, he does some original guitar in that, and you got Diamond Dave just really going with the... He's really doing the breathing sounds in that song and everything, and yeah. So okay, guys. So I was debuted this game last week. Called the Spotify game. So I thought it'd be kind of fun if we did a little Spotify game, Van Halen edition. So what I was gonna do was give you guys the top five songs in popularity on Spotify. You know, Spotify is the number one way people listen to music. And did you, which is amazing. Did you know that? I don't even know if this is a real number, but Van Halen has gone up 11,000% in listens since Eddie died.
11,000%?
Yeah, is 11,000% and even a real number? How's that even possible?
that's gonna wane off, but it doesn't surprise me the way. I mean, he was such a good guy too. That's what sucks is that, and it sucks when anybody dies, but he was one of the real good guys, family men of rock and roll. Never cheated on his wife, good kids, and that just sucks.
I just remember he always, in every video, he has a giant smile on his face or he's laughing.
Uh-huh.
And he's got that.
Yep, he's always laughing, yep.
He's always got that cigar or that cigarette on the end of his fretboard, and you're like, oh, you got such a nice guitar, don't let the ashes get on it. And it's like, and then you'd have all those strings all coiled up. I mean, he just looked like he came out of Central Casting for a lead guitarist. That's what I just picture him as.
And that guitar was so cool too, that design on it, the red and white and black.
Yeah.
Definitely one I'll go after.
I just ordered a pandemic mask with that design on it. Yeah, so. So we're gonna do the Spotify Van Halen edition. So I started us out with at the beginning of this, you heard Ain't Talking About Love. So that's one of the top five songs. And then I'm gonna play another one here. I think you'll recognize this little ditty here. If I can get it going here. Or maybe not, I forgot to put the volume on. Okay, so
Classic voice.
that's a top five song, and I'm kind of playing them in chronological order here, so I don't tip my hand at what I'm playing here. And then another top five song is Panama. We've already talked about. I don't think you guys need to hear that because if you don't know what that song sounds like, then you're probably not going to win the game anyways.
In high school, Matt told me that they're not saying Panama, they're saying Enema, and I believed him.
Enema.
Enema. You remember that,
Enema.
Matt?
Did I really say that?
Yes.
Oh,
And
I don't
everybody
remember
believed
that,
you.
but that's something I would say.
All right, guys, here's my another entry for a top five song.
For teacher.
I wanted to play this at the beginning, but this is like an Alex Van Halen song. That's a long intro.
It sounds like every Nazi movie ever made where the Nazis are storming a building and going like up and down the stairs, you know?
Okay, and then the other top five song is Jump, and I'm not gonna play that because the radio ran that song into it's to the ground, so I don't think we need to hear that one again. So
Might as well. That
so
synthesizer in the beginning, it just. It was a great song, but my God, I've heard that more than my own name. So when that thing comes on, I hit the station and change it.
Okay, so you guys give me so do you need me to repeat those five songs again?
What
No, I
are
don't
we
think
doing
so.
with them? We're putting them in order?
You're putting them in order from most
Oh,
played on Spotify to.
I have no idea. So Matt, that's up to you.
I gotta think that just recency bias, it'll be the Jump, Panama, and Hot for Teacher are probably the top three because it's the newest, and the younger generation will go to that first. And then Ain't Talking About Love and Running with the Devil will probably be four and five.
Okay, and Jim, so do you want just take a guess, Jim? Otherwise, the game doesn't matter if we don't play against him.
Want me to put them in order of Spotify?
Yeah, so it's the most popular, just the most played song, most popular song is first, and then
Let's see. There's Running with the Devil, Jump, and what were the other ones?
Ain't Talking
Ain't
About
Talking About
Love,
Love.
Hot for
Got it.
Teacher,
Panama.
Panama.
Panama's on. It's going to probably be Running with the Devil, I'll go with. And then Jump, and then.
And then you got Panama, Hot for Teacher, and Ain't Talking About Love.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That order?
Yep.
Okay, so I think Matt won here because he had Jump first, and he had Panama second. That's one and two.
Really?
And then he had Hot for Teacher third, and that's actually fourth. And then he had Ain't Talking About Love. He had it as four. That's actually fifth. You got that right, Jim. And so, yeah, so he pretty much beat
Hot for
you.
Teacher was a cool song.
I guess it was more of a video. It didn't really catch on until MTV had the video on, I guess, is what I
Wow,
heard about
that's
it.
true. Pretty cool video.
And I think that's Alex's strongest song, I think. I mean, he's just all over the drums on that, so.
Yeah, didn't he play a different instrument before he picked up the drums
I thought I heard that as well, but I don't know 100%, but I think I heard that same thing.
Or that Eddie did, but I mean, Eddie was so good at that guitar, it's hard to imagine him ever having played anything besides that.
Well,
Who is the bass player again?
Michael
Michael
Anthony.
Anthony.
He's the guy that was always kind of the remember in the Brady Bunch, Cousin Oliver. He was like the Cousin Oliver of Van Halen to me. He just, you know, didn't get a lot of covers with those other personalities.
He had that super cool bass. He had that Jack Daniels bass, so that was just kick ass.
Yep, and he was like, he was basically the background. All the background singing was like 80% him, right? I mean,
yeah,
he was pretty much the background singer.
Wow.
I think Alex, he was 2 years older, and he started playing guitar first, and then I think he handed it to Eddie, and he goes, well, I'm going on a date. This is the story I heard. He's going on a date, and he came back 6 hours later, so it must have been a good date. And Eddie was still sitting in the same place playing the guitar, and he's like, he was so much better than when he left. He's like, have you been doing that the whole time? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, well, you'll probably get pretty good at it then. That's the story I heard. So. Yeah, I might get good at it.
He was so good at that. And the thing that made him good was that, you know, Steve Vai, when you hear a Steve Vai song, you know it's Steve Vai. But he could get so many voicings, so many more voicings out of that guitar, Eddie could, that, you know, I've heard him sound like Clapton, I've heard him sound like Joe Bonamassa, and I've heard him sound like Tommy Morello. He could change the voice thing without switching guitars. It's impossible to do, and he does it, or he did it somehow.
Yeah, so he was amazing. I mean, and I was going to, you know, we've talked about David Lee Roth's talking interludes. Did any other group have those little introductions like Eruption? Can you guys think of another group that had those little, you know what I mean? Like Eruption, they would have like, and then 1984, that the song would just be like 10 seconds before the main song.
I don't remember.
I'm trying to...
What was it? Like a drum solo or what was it?
Don't you... No, Eruption's where he does his most famous guitar solo. It's just a...
Oh, that thing. Okay.
It's a 30-second song.
Yeah, some bands have like little one throughout their whole career and stuff like that, so it's not where I'd call it a trend or anything, so I can't really pinpoint another band that did it.
Boston did that. Remember Boston had that...
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Remember that one? And then Rush did it too a couple times.
Okay.
Neil Peart was so good. That's another one we lost, Neil Peart.
I know we're going to have to do a show for every person that we lose, and hopefully we don't lose any more.
Yeah. Yep, that was a bad deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, just told...
You know, we could talk about how he influenced his kid's life, because now his kid is a virtuoso.
Is he really?
He met with Valerie Bertinelli.
I heard, yeah, his name's Wolfgang. I heard he put out an album. I don't know if it's how recent, but in the last couple of years, I'll say, and I believe he played every instrument on that album.
Mm-hmm.
So have you heard it, Jim?
Or I have. He was also on tour with Van Halen, or not on tour, but engagements with Van Halen.
He was the bassist.
He did the tour. Was it like 4 years ago or something like that? Because Michael Anthony didn't do it when David Lee Roth came back into the band. He was on tour as the bass player.
Mm-hmm. He's amazing, and he plays the drums. You know, well, I don't know if you guys ever seen Justin Bieber play the drums, but I saw Justin Bieber play the drums on Conan or somebody, and it blew me away. How good he is. He's amazing. Amazing drum player.
Jim, are you a believer?
Yes, I'm a believer.
Okay.
I saw his face, and I'm a believer.
A believer? Okay, I didn't get it at first. Now I got it.
but anyway, he is a... He played all the instruments on that thing, and he was amazing. He was amazing.
Now, is there vocals on that too, or no?
Well, yeah, there's the whole... Yeah, it's a whole album.
Who sings? He doesn't sing, does he?
I don't know. We could look it up.
Is it rock or is it classical? What is it?
I assume it's rock, but
it's rock, and I didn't hear the whole thing. Let me just look. Talk amongst yourself for a minute. He assisted in Van Halen, having placed Michael Anthony in 2006. He's done 3 different recordings, and he was also a bassist in the heavy metal band Tremonti.
I'm unfamiliar with them.
Me too. You know, I live in this new neighborhood, you know, and the houses are being built and people are moving in, and my neighbors across the street moved in, and they came over and to shake my hand, and he said, what do you do, Jim? And I said, well, my buddies and I have a thrash metal band. And we practice at night. On Sunday nights, come on over from like midnight to 4. We practice in the garage here. So come on over. And I just love to watch the facial expressions. But he had, yeah, he did. He's done three albums now, and he played all the instruments on at least one of them, it says.
Wow, that's pretty fucking impressive.
Huh. Prince was good like that, too. Prince could play everything.
Yep. Yeah.
They asked Eric Clapton one time, what does it feel like to be the best guitar player of all time? And he said, I don't know, man. Go ask Prince. He's good, too. He was good.
He was competitive. I just listened to his podcast, and I guess they have one where they're doing about him, and I guess he'd be on the stage with like Springsteen, and he would like have his band change the song halfway through and try to frustrate Springsteen. He's like, "See, I told you Springsteen couldn't play the guitar and stuff." And he's like,
and he's right, because Springsteen is a horrible guitar player, but
is he really?
Yeah, he's not good. You know, he plays chords, anybody can play chords.
Well, he was a hard rocker.
He can't sing either, so he has that going for him, too.
Well, he can. How about Rosalita? You liked Rosalita, didn't you, Mike or Matt?
Really?
yeah, I mean, he doesn't have a pure voice like, you know.
No,
like,
I think you love him or you hate him.
Yeah, it's one of those deals.
He's like Bob Dylan, yeah. You love him or hate him, yep.
Yeah, Bob Dylan's another one, yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, Matt Beard, I forgot to ask you this. Are you related to more ZZ Top members or former NBA players? Which one are you related to more?
Probably ZZ Top, because the drummer in ZZ Top, his name is Frank Beard. And my dad's name is Frank Beard.
I think you knew that, Matt.
But Frank, okay, so when you think of ZZ Top, you think of the giant prospector beards. But what kind of beard does Frank Beard have? He doesn't have one.
He's the only one without a beard.
He's the only one without a beard.
Yeah, he does not have a beard.
He's ultimate irony.
How does that work?
I don't know. Yeah, I figure maybe he thought he already had the beard with his last name, so why grow one? that's kind of what I go with as well.
Well, shit. So we'll have to have you back on when one of the ZZ Top guys dies. We'll have to... So we had some little technical difficulties there, so we had to let Matt Beard go. Trust me, we're not like Van. He's not like a lead singer on Van Halen. We didn't jettison him away or anything. We had a couple technical difficulty. And one thing I didn't say during that Van Halen subject is, you know, it's weird. They're out of their 12 albums, their two most popular is their first one ever, which was the first David Lee Roth one, and then the very last David Lee Roth. The sixth album was their two most popular albums ever. So their first one was in 1978, and then 1984. I always forget what year 1984 came out in. I'm just... You know, that's like Forrest Gump. Remember Forrest Gump was saying all the guys in his platoon? He's like, Terry's from Ohio, Steve's from Indiana. He's like, I can never remember where Texas from, but... but
No, I don't remember that. That's funny. You know, when I was in basic training at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas, that's when I think the first Sammy Hagar, Van Halen came out, where there's one about dreams or something you sing about, in dreams or whatever. Does that sound
funny? Yeah, I know exactly. I can't remember what it's called. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's like in dreams, I don't remember what the name is. But anyway, that thing was cranked in every drill sergeant's bathroom.
Yeah, it was like an 80s montage. That'd be perfect for a thing. It'd be like an 80s montage. Okay. So, yeah, so that I think that was an every 80s montage thing. And then another sad note, you know, we're covering Eddie Van Halen passing away. And then I think if you follow us on Facebook, you saw I posted that Tony Lewis, the singer and bassist for The Outfield, died suddenly and unexpectedly at age 62. So that's another sad one.
Ironically enough, he died in the infield.
Oh, too soon.
Is that good or no?
Too soon, too soon.
too stupid. But you know, they had that big album right in like 1987 or 88. Somewhere in there?
I think it was 85 is when Your Love came out.
Oh, was it earlier than that? Okay.
Yeah. So right in the middle of the 80s. And so in case you, I think everybody remembers it once they hear it. Let's see. Josie's on a vacation far away, covering and talking a lot. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. It's just, that's a very iconic beginning to a song, don't you think?
Yes. Kind of like what we were talking about the other day. But his voice totally reminds me of, like, you know, the latter half of the 80s. Like you said, iconic. Another one that does that to me is Billy Ocean. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. He had about the same. I think his hit was in 85, too, yeah.
Yeah, it was right in there. And he had actually two huge albums.
Yeah.
And then he went back to Jamaica, and that was the end of him.
So, yeah, but I'm so inspired by our Van Halen talk. Remember I told you Eruption was the first Van Halen song I ever heard? I was thinking about getting the lyrics to Eruption tattooed across my chest. What do you think about that?
I would get, like, Mrs. Roper.
Who would ever do that? That would be a crazy talk, but...
We should have him on again. He was a good guest.
Yeah, and for those of you that what Jim's talking about is we had Kurt Carlson, who's a friend of the show. We had him on. He was on the Land of the Lost episode talking about, and then we got into his Three's Company tattoos. We should have had him on the Three's Company episode, but I'm sure we'll do our Three's Company episode again sometime soon, just to do a super episode, just because that one is pretty popular. So if you don't like the idea of me getting the lyrics to Eruption on my chest, you know, I can't get it on my back because I got Beethoven's Fifth Symphony lyrics on my back already for some reason. We don't know why. But, all right, I took that joke too far.
Hey, kids, it's time for a classic commercial break. Do you remember this one?
Frankenberry's got strawberry-flavored marshmallows.
Count Chocula's got chocolate marshmallows.
But I've got blueberry-flavored marshmallows.
Frankenberry. Count Chocula.
And it's in blueberry.
That commercial was the famous Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and when I was looking for commercials for that, it was just those two flavors mostly, and then I remembered that blueberry came in as the third, came in later. Mm-hmm. And I finally found the blueberry commercial with all three of them. And I liked blueberry. I thought it was a... how would you rank those cereals if you had to rank the three?
Frankenberry, blueberry, Count Chocula.
Oh, see, I got Count Chocula first. I got blueberry second, Frankenberry third.
Well, like, it's like I can always eat a chocolate cereal, but blueberry and strawberry, I don't get those all year round.
And weren't they just really like Lucky Charms without the other flavors? They were just...
pretty much. But they were, I think, with the oat cluster, you know, the wheat part of the cereal was flavored as well.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. And do you remember when they sold them all year long? Like, now you can only get them in October. But when we were kids...
I remember you telling me that, but I don't remember it being only at that time of year or whatever.
Well, it is now, but when we were kids, it was all, you could buy them all year long.
Maybe I do remember that, actually.
Yeah, and I think the commercials would run all year long, too, if I remember right.
Maybe you're right. I just remember asking you about it, and you said, we don't have that in. We're not going to have it until Halloween time. I was bummed out.
Yeah. So, so they still sell pretty good. I mean, but you can only get them for that 1 month. So hurry up, everybody. Go out and buy them, so.
Yeah, you got to go out and support the chocolate and blueberry and frankenberry cereals. What's life without them?
And then, one thing I want, talking about support is, you know, we were kind of joking around how we're the pirate podcast because we don't want to have any commercials for, at least not for a while. Hopefully we won't have any commercials. But I would like to, like, design some T-shirts and coffee mugs for sale. But we need our listeners' help. Our current logo I just kind of designed, and I think it's okay, but it's not bright enough to put on T-shirts and coffee mugs. So that's cool. So what we really need is we need help with the logo, because I like our logo, but I did it on construction paper, so it'd be kind of. I did my other podcast logo, but that one was simple. I was able to do that one on graphic design. But this one, actually, when I envisioned it, I wanted it to be on, no joke, I wanted it to be on the Eddie Van Halen stripes on the 80 side. And then I wanted the 70 side to be like plaid because I wanted it to really clash, to really look bad together. Because I knew these two guys that shared an office, and one guy was, and they cut the office down in half, 50-50, like an old 70s sitcom. And the one guy decorated, he was a big hunter, so he decorated his side of the office in camouflage. Everything was camouflage. The other guy was huge into Star Wars, so it was primary colors, and they would meet right in the middle, and it clashed, like it would hurt your eyes. It just hurt your, physically hurt you. So that's kind of what I wanted for our logo. I wanted it to be plaid, and then the 80 stripes, and then...
Well, and two, I love your idea of, you know, maintaining kind of a piratey type feel to it, you know, being a pirate podcast.
Yeah. So we don't want to, hopefully we won't have commercials for a while, but if somebody out there could help us with designing updating our logo so we could get some t-shirts and coffee mugs out, that'd be kind of cool. I think people would like it. So everybody, that wraps up another episode. I know we got some big plans coming up in the next couple weeks here. We got next week we're going to do some 70s Rocky versus 80s Rocky. And then for Thanksgiving, we're going to do some Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And we got some other games coming up. We got Van Damme versus Steven Seagal game. That's going to be pretty cool. So I just like to thank everybody for listening to us. And to leave us, I got a Van Halen song that I think sounds very Halloween, and you're like, Mike, Van Halen never had a Halloween song. Well, I think this one sounds very Halloween. It's the introduction to Oh Pretty Woman on Diver Down. It's called Intruder. Give it a listen and see if you think it's Halloween sounding just like I do. See everybody in 2 weeks. Thank you.